My name is Barry Labovitz. I was 25 when I was in the National Guard during the convention. I was in E5, which is a sergeant at the time. Believe it or not, most of the guys in the Guard was with the protesters. They didn't believe in the war. A lot of them got into the National Guard to get out of the Army, to be honest with you. You know, you could see that there was going to be problems. They assigned me with a truck and three privates to go back to the Broadway Street Armory and pick up some equipment. We picked up several cases and threw it in the truck, and then got onto the Lakeshore Drive and headed towards Madison Street to get to the Armory. But unfortunately, at that time, the police decided to move everybody out of Grant Park.
They are provoking us.
They all started walking down Lakeshore Drive, and any type of vehicle that looked like, whether it was an army or police, they started taunting, and then they started throwing rocks. One of the rocks hit my windshield. I was driving, and it blew up in my face. It was supposed to be bulletproof glass, shatterproof glass. Yeah, that was a fallacy. Basically put out my eye. I had 32 pieces of glass in my right eye, and you can't take glass out of a right eye. Right now, I have like 2,300 to 2,400 vision in my right eye. Ironically, we found out later that the boxes we picked up were safety goggles. But we survived, and the city survived, and I guess we're all a little bit better for it.